We now take you to Sunyani. The police in Sunyani have made another arrest in connection with violence that erupted at Fiapre near Sunyani in the Bunahafu region. This brings to 3 the number of people arrested with regards to post-election violence in the region. Our Bunahafu regional correspondent John Sam Arthur is on the line to tell us more. Hello, John.
Hello.
What's the latest with this issue?
Yes, the latest is that a second suspect, you know, has been arrested, and he is in the person of this Macbethy, who is 23 years old, and an undertaker. And just like the first person to be arrested, that is Mark Tete, who is the assemblyman for Dumisia. This Mark is also a resident of Dumisia, which is just close to Fiapre. And in Sankore, the latest development is that the only person that was arrested there, that is Amos Asari, also 23 years, has been put before court today. As of this morning, around 11, the police were expecting that he was going to be put before court. At that time, he's to be charged with willfully or conspiracy to commit crime, to wit, causing harm. That's what's happening in Sankore. And then in Sunyani, it's very interesting because this time around, the police are keeping, you know, tabs on the incident in Fiapre, because normally when such political incidents happen, nobody gets punished. But this time around, more than 3 days after the event, the police are still on it and are one by one fishing out the culprits. So the latest now is Bismarck Befi, who has just also been arrested. And it's very interesting because long before the elections, the people of Dumisia have had issues with the siting of the toll booth. According to them, it's right in the middle of their community. So when you want to go anywhere, you end up having to pay a toll. Just going out for some groceries, you know, in another part of the community, you have to cross the toll and pay, you know, the toll. So they took this election victory as an opportunity to go and, you know, vandalize and burn up the place, which is, of course, not the best way to go, because if you have grievances, you have to follow the right channel. And this one has been a long-standing one. So they should have just followed the right channel. But they used the election as an opportunity to do this. But the police are going all out to smoke out the people who were involved. So that's the latest here. A second person arrested over the Fiapre issue.
All right, John Samantha, that will be all for now.